Hello, this is Lance Heepner, 8th and 9th grade special services teacher, and I teach next to Eric Langhorst, and you're listening to Speaking of History.
The Eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History. This is a podcast that focuses on history, education, and technology. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. This is episode number 73, and we're recording this at Lambert Airport in St. Louis, and it is February 28th, 2007. We just finished up with the METC conference in St. Louis, and we have four teachers from Liberty Public Schools, and we're just going to go around the table real quick and talk about what we thought the most impressive thing was that we learned at the conference. And I'll start out first. The thing that I think that I'll take away the most is the fact that I really want to play around a little bit more with Google Earth and do some more with overlays and trying to incorporate it into my history classroom. There were some things where people had some tours of, for example, like Civil War battlefields, and quite a few things where you can actually go to the Google Earth community and just download things that people have already created. So that's what I'm going to take away. Lance, what did you take? What are you going to take away from the conference?
I'd probably be more the same like Eric. Google Earth was a very amazing presentation that I saw today. I mean, it was great seeing some of the ideas that other teachers have used and how I can incorporate those in my classroom. Just writing, it's great just writing down thoughts as they're going through these things about ideas that you have. Like, some man was showing us a website that I think I'll probably use with my math kids that deals with whether or not Babe Ruth was overpaid or underpaid. Where it looks at like Babe Ruth, how much he was making back in his time, how much that would be worth today, and then looking at the salaries and everything of today's players, and if we think he was overpaid or underpaid. And I was even thinking with Google Earth, we could pick like maybe five or six different ball players, and then on Google Earth, look at where they're stationed at, where their team is at, put that player's face on the map, and then just have like all of his statistics linked to it, like how much he makes, his batting average, things like that, and then make it an even better comparison.
All right, Marty, what about you? What did you take away from the conference?
Probably the best thing that I saw was pod guides. I'd never heard of those before, and they were basically an interactive tour where you can go and you can listen to audio tracks as you either work your way around a museum, which is what the presentation was about, but also using that same idea with Civil War battlefield maps or body systems or a whole bunch of different ideas. And from that, you know, that sparks other ideas that I have. By the time the conference was over, I had a list of like 51 things that I want to try or websites that I want to look up. And I'm just excited to get back to the room and try some of the things in the classroom.
Christine, what did you find interesting about the conference?
I think the most interesting thing was the websites that I found to use with the early learners, K through 2, to encourage those teachers to use the internet and the computer more with their classes, and also a great idea of using a microphone on the computer to improve fluency throughout the year and kind of graph progress that the kids are making, words per minute, and improving their fluency.
All right, well, there you have it, four different teachers from Liberty and their perspectives on the conference. It was the first time that all four of us had attended the MEC conference. We were very impressed with the quality of the speakers and the way that the conference was laid out. So hopefully we'll be coming back in the future. We're going to head back, and we have one day left this week. We all have parent-teacher conferences tomorrow. So we're experiencing that post-workshop or post-conference lag a little bit. So we're going to go home and get a good night's sleep and try some of these out in the classroom. Thanks for listening to Speaking of History. As always, you can check the webpage at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can also email any comments to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.